السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. وعن ميمونة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفتنا في بيت المقدس، قال: أرض المحشر والمنشر، ائتوه فصلوا فيه فإن صلاة فيه كألف صلاة في غيره. قلت: أرأيت إن لم أستطع أن أتحمل إليه؟ قال: فتهدي له زيتا يسرد فيه، فمن فعل فهو كمن أتاه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respect brothers and sisters in Islam, we all are aware and we are hearing and watching on daily basis what's going on in our holy land. The figures are increasing. Whatever update you want to give, it is something more than whatever we have given. But at the end of the time, alhamdulillah, they are still surviving. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen these Muslims to stay in Palestine to protect the Holy Land. You can imagine, my brothers and sisters, we cannot comprehend, we cannot understand how these helpless, powerless, poor people are surviving in these days and time which they are facing bombarding missile every single day and night. But they are not giving up. The level of Iman is very, very high and very, very strong. By sitting here, my brothers and sisters, we cannot imagine what is going on over there. Thousands of children, they are born in this situation. They open their eyes, they are grown up while they hear the siren and the bombarding and missiles around them. This is the daily situation. They are grown up in this situation and they are dying. There was a brother who was crying happily that wherever he moves, he smell and the fragrance and musk all over. Because we believe whoever dies to protect himself or protect his family or protect his belonging or protect his land, his property, his shaheed, his martyr, no doubt about it. So alhamdulillah, those who already sacrificed their lives for this good cause to free the land, holy land, from the enemies, they are out of pain, atrocity, no more. They are direct in paradise. And they are enjoying the bounties of Jannah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yurzakuna fi. They have been provided a provision and they are alive and enjoying their lives. pays for those who are injured, who had lost their beloveds, children, wives, parents, brothers and sisters. We should make dua for them. At least, not only for Jummah, but every single prayer, especially Tahajjud time. Remember, my brothers and sisters, to protect our holy land, Masjid al-Aqsa, it is the responsibility, obligatory act upon each and every Muslim, no matter where he is living or she is living. It is our responsibility. But since we are far away from that holy land, so these people who are suffering and protecting and sacrificing their lives, they are doing first al-kifaya on behalf of the whole Ummah. We should appreciate, we should thank, and we should make dua for them. One is Farzul Ain and one is Farzul Kifaya, is terminology used in the Sharia. Farzul Ain meaning the responsibility upon every believer. For example, 5 times daily Salah is Farzul Ain. Salatul Jum'ah is Farzul Ain. To fast during the month of Ramadan is Farzul Ain for each and everyone. Old, sick, you know, men, women, everyone. So these are called Farzul Ain, which is compulsory upon each and every individual. Farzul Kifaya, also Farz, an obligatory act, but some of the people from the community fulfill that task, then is taken away from the entire community. For example, Salatul Janaza, if someone passes away in our community, and few people took the responsibility, they took part in the burial and funeral, and they bury the disease. It means the obligatory to take care of the mayyit is taken away. It is done on behalf of the entire Ummah, entire community. But none of the person is taking care of that mayyit who died in that community. No one has time or no one is paying attention. And the mayyit is just lying there without any attention. Each and every individual living in that society, living in that community, living in that city and town is responsible for that mayyit. This is called Farz al-Kifaya. So likewise, to protect the holy land, it is the responsibility of each and every believer, wherever he is living. But since this local Palestinians, alhamdulillah, millat Allah grant him long life and more strong iman, they are fighting physically and they are doing everything to protect this holy land. So it means the rest of the Ummah has been protected by the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers, we have 57 Muslim countries, so-called Muslim countries. Muslim population is more than 2 billion in the world, meaning 25% of the population are the Muslims. The total population of the world is 7.7 billion people. Out of 7.4, more than 2 billion are Muslims. Such a great number, and they have the soldiers, Muslim army, more than 80 million, but they are silent. They're not paying, they are not playing their role. They are not united. They are sold out. So we should make dua for them also. This holy land, my brothers, it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Barakna Hawlahu, in Surah Bani Israel, that we have, you know, have the blessings over this land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, إِنَّهُمْ يَكِيدُونَ كَيْدًا وأكيد كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا. Oh my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, addressed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, innahum yakidu, they are plotting, they are planning, and al-kufru millatun wahida, they are not alone, the whole world is standing with them, supporting them. On the other side, Muslim countries are silent. Innahum yakiduna kaida. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran 15 years ago, wa akidu kaida, and I also have plan. So leave them for a while, let them do whatever they want to do. Final result will be from my side. I will take care of it. I will destroy them. I will punish them. But meanwhile, whatever you can do, you should do it by making dua, by supporting financially, and by providing whatever assistance and help we can do to assist these brothers. This is the cause of the entire globe. This is the situation of the whole of the Ummah. So we all are responsible for this. Hazrat Zaid bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated one hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam composing transcripts of the Holy Quran on Parsis, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Tuba Lisham, glad tidings and blessings for the Sham. And remember, the Sham in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the greater Sham, including Lebanon, Jordan, Syria, and Palestine. These four countries together, like India, before the great India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nepal, all this, Sri Lanka, were all together one Hind, one India. But now they divided and they have the different countries. Likewise, Sham, Syria, was included in these four countries, Lebanon, Jordan, Syria, and Palestine. So whenever you see the word Sham in the Hadith or the Ayat of the Holy Quran, it means the greater, the whole Sham, the blessed land, is including all these four countries. Palestine is included in that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, blessed is the in the Sham. So as they said, we asked, why is that so, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So he replied, because the angels of the Rahman, Malaikatul Rahman, have spread their wings over it. And this is the exclusive, this is the extraordinary, this is the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in the entire globe, in the entire world, only the land of the Sham, only the Palestine, is that special land where 24/7 the angels have spread their wings. There is no other land in the world that the angels are protecting through their land, through their wings, the entire land. That is only Palestine. More than 70,000 prophets were in this land from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam all the way to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam. All these great prophets stay in this land, pray in this land. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, there is no little space left where any Nabi of Allah did not stand, or the angel is not standing there, or the prophet did not pray the salat. So this is a very mubarak, very blessed land. And this is the only land, my brothers, in the whole world where all the prophets from the time of Adam alayhi salam till Hazrat Isa alayhi salam got together at the time of Mi'raj, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went for Mi'raj prior to his procedure towards the heaven. This all the prophets got together in Masjid al-Aqsa, in Palestine, in Sham. And they all performed the salat behind our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidul Anbiya, Imamul Anbiya. So this gathering only took place in the land of Sham, nowhere else. So this is the extraordinary virtue for this land. Now the ulama has interpreted the with regard to this hadith, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that malaika is covering this land with their wings. What does it mean? That why all this today we can think and ask the question, if the angels are there, they're covering with their wings, why all these missiles and rockets and bombarding taking place in that land? Why people are dying? The meaning of this hadith is, these angels are spreading the wings to protect the inhabitants of that land from the kufr and shirk. Physically, they will be harmed. Physically, they thrown stone onto Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Battle of Uhud or in Taif. We know all these incidents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could crush the people of Taif, but He never did. He let it happen. The blood, Mubarak blood from the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out. He was injured, even Battle of Uhud and in Taif. So Allah allowed Ibrahim salam to be thrown into the fire. He could have protected him before. It all happens with the wisdom and with the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is against the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So only reason that the people of Palestine who are living in that Mubarak land, they will not commit kufr and shirk no matter what will happen. So these angels are protecting their iman, not physical body. He doesn't care about physical body. And that is one of the reasons, my brothers and sisters, we can think and imagine with all these atrocities and operations and violations and occupations and restrictions of the water and food and medicine, everything, they are still surviving. They are fighting with the big tank, with the stone. They destroy more than 35 tanks, which is the general said is unbelievable. Such a strong, you know, tank, you know, and it was just destroyed by a little rocket and missiles. How it happened? The soldiers are scared. The Israeli soldiers are scared. They seem to feel like huge thing is coming up, unseen. And when they get scared that very big number of people or armies are coming to fight, when they see that only one soldier is appearing from the Gaza, one soldier. But in their hearts, they are feeling the huge army is coming. They fell down on the ground and they cannot stand up. Their legs are not walking. There's all this happening over there. They are very scared. And now they found all the tunnels, how the Gaza people dig the tunnels all over the Palestine. They are amazed. They cannot believe it, how it's all this happening. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing on His way. And we should just pray and make dua for these brothers and sisters. I can go on and on, my brothers, but I don't have time. I just quote one hadith. Inshallah, I'll conclude with that. Hazrat Maimuna radiallahu ta'ala anha said, she asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform us about visiting Baitul Maqdis. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is a land of gathering. It is the land, Ardul Mahshar. It is the land of gathering and resurrection. It means, when the prior to Qiyamah, when the Dajjal will appear, Hazrat Isa alayhi wa sallam will descend. And then when huge fire will come up from the Hadramaut, from the Sea of Hadramaut, it will chase all the people from all over the world towards this direction of Masjid al-Aqsa or this direction of Ardul Muqaddas, Baitul Maqdis, nearby and surrounding this area. So all the population of the world will come by force because of that fire into this area of Palestine. And Maidan Hashar, the day of resurrection, will take place in this land. This is the land of Maidan Hashar. Qiyamah will take place in this land. after the killing of the Dajjal. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is the land that the Hashr will take place. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, visit and pray over there. As one salah performed in Masjid al-Aqsa is equivalent to 1,000 salah performed elsewhere. That's how Mubarak this place is. The different of riwayat, some riwayat say 500, some of riwayat say 250. But in this particular hadith, it is mentioned alfi salati, that it is like 1,000 salah. So then she said, and we should thank Hazrat Maimuna for this question. She said, what about the one who doesn't have the capacity to travel to Jerusalem? Rasulullah said, then send some oil to be used in its lamps. It will be like the one who performs salah over there. This riwayat is in Ibn Majah. Now the point is that Hazrat Maimuna radiallahu anha asked that we don't have capacity to go all the way to Jerusalem. And this is exactly applying to us. All over people are sitting, everyone has desire to go to Baitul Maqdis. But we cannot go. We don't have means. All the borders are closed. We cannot go over there. So are we deprived from the reward of the 1,000 salah? Rasulullah said no. If you send some oil, zayt oil, olive oil, in those days there were no electricity, that they were burning the lamps inside the masjid for the light. So if you send the zaytun oil or any kind of oil into that masjid to be utilized, it means like you are gone there and you have performed the salat in that masjid. You will get the same reward like that. So this is the glad tidings for you and me, my brothers. We are sitting here. If you send few dollars, today we cannot send the zayt because they have electricity over there. We don't need zaytun oil anymore, right? But instead of that, if we support them financially, believe me, they are sharing the water to the small kids with the spoon. Can you believe it? They're giving one spoon water. And here we are wasting water. We just take one to sip on the bottle. We throw the whole bottle. We don't have water, value of water. We did not go through that circumstance and situation. That's why we don't appreciate the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are giving one spoon to the kid. They cannot afford more than a spoon. And within a day, only 3 or 4 spoons. On that little water, they are surviving. When we go to the take shower, half an hour, 45 minutes, we are wasting water inside. We don't realize how much of gallons of water we are wasting. There, they cannot shower for months. Forget about week and days. That is the situation. They don't have food. They don't have medicine. The hospitals are destroyed. More than 35 hospitals are destroyed already. They don't have ambulances. Even the doctors are there, they don't have medicine to treat, to give to the injured person. They cannot operate, there is no electricity. All the machines are not working. Oxygens are not there. All the situation, my brothers and sisters, you can imagine. And trucks loaded with the food and goods, they are standing outside. They are not allowing them to enter into the Gaza. They restricted the trucks, full of trucks from all over the world. Little bit, 35, 10, likewise they are allowing little bit, few trucks to go inside. And I see one video in the food truck, outside look like food trucks, and inside all the soldiers, the Israeli soldiers came out. Instead of food items, the soldiers came out with the guns from that food truck. This is the trick of the Israelis. So my brothers, but Allah is great. We should not lose our iman, and we should especially pray for them, especially tahajjud time, the best time in sujood, make special dua for the people of Gaza and Palestine. May Allah strengthen their iman. May Allah grant them tranquility and peace, and may Allah change this situation. And with this regard, alhamdulillah, last week also we did the fundraising. I appreciate and thank all the brothers and sisters who contributed. We have about 2,664 some amount we collected last week, Friday, including that Sadaqa money which you draw into that box. Brother has given from that money as well over $1,000. So today also, brother, can you stand up? This brother is going to stand outside after the salah. So whatever, inshallah, you can give cash, please give it to him. He then, inshallah, he will hear the means to send it money to the Palestine direct. So with this regard, may Allah give us tawfiq to do whatever we can do far away from this land, and may Allah change the situation.